look at the surface and find it is darker, it is because smaller portion of light is diffused to our eyes. We just to find out why the water make it. Here is a simple observation. The first photo on the right is taken when I put a paper on the desk and pour the water on it. It is obviously dark. And the second is put a paper in front of the light, and then we can see a greater portion of light is transmitted through the wet paper. So here we can comes out a kind of explanation. It is there are many tiny spaces between. For instance, we talk about the clothes towel. Water fills in spaces between the fibers, but there are still air fumes remaining in these gaps. I draw over here. For instance, we can draw the surface as it is the zoom in of the surface of that kind of absorbent material. And when the water, it is the up direction, and when the water fill in, there is still some atmosphere film remain here. And because the refraction index of water is higher than the air, so this kind of thing is just like the optical fibers, which cause the totally reflection. And then when the light comes from this direction, less of them will diffuse as when the air fill in, and more of them will transport inside the material and then lay down inside the material. So it is look darker. And are you satisfied with this explanation? Actually, until yesterday afternoon, I still have this only explanation, and it has obvious shortage, because we all know that this kind of absorbent materials are called hydrophilia, and they have the tendency to touch the water directly and push the airs out if you put them in the water for a long enough time. So, but the phenomenon also happened. So these optical fibers model couldn't well explain about this problem. Actually, yesterday I'm very nervous about this presentation because I chose a topic and even I couldn't explain it well by myself. And then about 6 o'clock in the afternoon, when I just went out of this institute, I suddenly realized what a problem it is. And we are easy to forget that the character of opaque is just a kind of microscopic and rough character, that if we consider the pieces of opaque material tiny enough, such kind of tiny pieces can still refract a portion of light. And here are two photos. They are the 250 times they are zoomed in 250 times of the sand grains. It is beautiful, and it is not opaque, obviously. So here comes the second explanation. And I'm sorry, it is not mu, it is the opposite ratio, and when it turned to PDF format, something wrong happened. The reflectivity between the surface with different refractive index obey this positive ratio function. And compared with air, water has a higher refractive index. So when when we pour the water on the surface of this kind of material, the difference is between the refractive index of water and material is smaller than the differences between air and the material, because the materials such as wood, cloth, stone, sand are higher than one and more nearer the water's refractive index. So this reflectivity will turn down when you pour the water in it. So a greater portion of light reflects into the wet material and the diffuse reflection becomes weaker. So then we will see the surface of material become darker, and when we put it up to face the light, a greater portion of light will transfer out. So that's all. Thank you.
You mentioned that we see diffuse reflection. Mm-hmm. How come we don't see specular reflection? How come we don't see specular? Like, there's like specular reflection and diffuse reflection, right?
Specular.
Can you explain?
Huh?
Can you explain a bit what you mean by?
I guess, can you explain what diffuse reflection actually means? Because I don't know the difference between materially. Like, what is diffuse reflection?
Diffuse reflection?
Yeah.
It is the light, when the light touches the rough surface of material, it's scattered on different directions.
Okay.
And so that's why we can see all the things.
Okay.
So does the optical fiber model have any value at all, or is it just wrong?
I think it's just interest, and actually it is one factor about why the things become darker, because there will be some air inside it. It's just one factor, but not the main factor.
Any other questions?
Also, I guess while we're at it, I guess stones look darker for a different reason. So do you know what that is?
No.
Stones, solid, not non-porous surfaces. Not porous surfaces. So like stones, yeah, rocks.
Oh, you mean the wet stone?
Yeah, that also looks darker, but I guess.
I think the wet stone, the ground, the sand, the cloth, paper.
Oh yeah, but so you explained it for porous materials or fibers, right?
Yeah.
If you have like a flat, non-porous, non-fibrous, just solid like that desk or something,
mm-hmm.
Is that gonna look darker?
Actually, I think it mm-hmm. will. Look a little darker, but it is not. It will not be obvious because this kind of absorbent material surface have many gaps and enlarge the surface of to make the diffuse reflection. But when it is unobserved, it is more flat, smooth, and the light just we can think about the light just touch about that surface. So the decay of the intensity will lower.
There could be other mechanisms that, like, not related to that. I don't know, interference or something. But I don't know.
Any other questions?
Yeah.